Good morning on Friday, the 23rd of April. We've got some football to talk about. Let's jump into Boise State visiting Texas El Paso. Okay, Boise State is a 16.5-point favorite. The line over under at 44.5. So the Vegas implied line is Boise State 30.5 to UTEP at 14. I don't disagree much with those numbers. I'm taking a total here. I'm gonna adjust this on the same game parlay, and I've mentioned several times I don't prefer to do that in college football because there's more variables than there are in NFL for a similar sport, and much more variables than say hockey and baseball. That being said, I'm going to do it twice today with the same game parlay because rules are meant to be broken. They're guidelines, and sometimes those guidelines are leading you in the wrong direction. And I'll explain why as briefly as I can. But what I'm taking is I'm going to that same game parlay, and I am taking Boise, and I am taking an under, but I'm teasing them. So I like Boise minus 9.5 paired up with under 53.5 at minus 110. So we're standard juice. I'm not going to pay any extra money on that to get those better numbers, but we have to get both ends to come in. The worst case scenario, I think, for this game, and it's worst case, it still wins, but the worst case scenario for this bet, I should say, not for necessarily UTEP fans or Boise fans, but is Boise 31, UTEP 17. So that 48 gets us under with a little cushion, and the 14-point victory margin gets us with the 9.5. Now, you could do minus 6.5 and under 51.5 at minus 115. And that was my first choice after rethinking it and then overthinking it. I decided the second choice was better. Sometimes the first choice is the one to go with. You could take that to heart and split your bet up in the two different versions there. I did the one. I'm telling you what I did, and you can adjust accordingly. You could fade me, follow me, laugh at me, forget about it, whatever you want to do. But I think that's the worst case scenario for this bet is 31-17. Now, I think there's downside pressure on UTEP. I think there's a very, very high possibility that they score less than 17 and very little possibility they score more than 17. Let's put it that way. Boise State shouldn't be able to explode here against UTEP, but they should easily cover that spread. They should probably cover the 16.5, but I'm not interested in taking that as a standalone bet. There's another bet I like. It's an underdog side. Another initial thing here is I was leaning towards all the dogs, and you'll see what I did here in a second. I just don't like UTEP enough to take them, even with a teased number. I just don't. The one thing that really threw me off is New Mexico is a common opponent. Boise State won on the road by 17, 31-14. Texas El Paso lost on the road 27-10. So those are back-to-back games. You had the Boise State team won in New Mexico on the 9th, and then on the 17th, so it was a Friday versus a Sunday, so 8 days later, UTEP comes to town to New Mexico and loses by 17. So there is handicap value there. It's not the stand end-all, be-all. It's one common opponent. It does tell a pretty good story there. It definitely tells you that you should be looking at the under, and it definitely tells you that Boise State's superior. But let's move on to the next bet, and that's going to be the Nevada game. And I am taking Nevada plus the 24.5 points, and I'm not going to mess around with anything else. I like the under. I like the underdog here. I don't want to trifle with messing around with a same game parlay. The total bothers me too much to pick a side on it. And I don't want to undervalue Air Force here, but they're such a running team. It is hard to cover a large spread when you're eating up the clock. That being said, Air Force has certainly blown some people out of the water. I just don't think it happens today with Nevada. And I'm not saying Nevada is a good team. They got beat by Iowa 27-0. Iowa is extremely challenged offensively, and that was at Iowa. This one, of course, is at Air Force. But Air Force, okay, so they beat Northern Iowa 48-17. That's 31-point margin of victory, and I don't know that UNI is significantly different than Nevada, to be honest with you. It is a lesser-tier school, FBS, but versus versus FBS. But Colorado, 41-10. They sloshed them. That's a Pac-12 team. Then they lose to Wyoming, 17-14. Now, Wyoming surprised me because they lost a lot of players. So I don't want to undervalue them. What I do see, though, here is Nevada beats New Mexico State 23-12. They beat Texas State 38-14. New Mexico State's no great shakes there, but they cover the spread in both of those. They were actually an underdog to Texas State. Scares me a little bit that they lost to Incarnate Word, 55-41. It's a lot of points to give up to Incarnate Word. That being said, they're only a four-point favorite at home. That tells you something. They were a 24-point underdog to Iowa on the road and lost by 27. That's where a lot of my weight comes from here. They didn't score on Iowa, but nobody can score on Iowa to speak of. So that doesn't scare me much. I think they can put some points on the board versus Air Force to keep it tight. And I guess I'm going to leave it at that. It's too large of a spread. Let's just cut to the chase. It's too large of a spread for the way this game's going to unfold to pass up in the 24.5 points. Finally, we're going to take the other game as well. We're going to have action on all three. Virginia and Syracuse. I'm taking Virginia plus the 17.5. This is a teased same game parlay. Virginia plus 17.5 and under 16.5, 60.5 at minus 110. Now, Syracuse has been covering like crazy. Virginia has been not covering. So the trend tells you take Syracuse minus the points because things will continue, cover versus non-cover. And I'm playing it contrarian on there. That's ridiculous. Syracuse is not that good. They're not going to cover their spreads. As a matter of fact, that's part of the reason why this line is a little off, I think, is because it's being overvalued as covering spread in Virginia, not covering spreads. Virginia's going to get this done here. They're not winning the game, although they could. They won't. They won't. But 17.5 points is too much for Syracuse to overcome. And the 60.5, it's not going to happen. I would tend to lean under 54.5, but I'm not going to play it alone. Give me the 60.5, and that's the play there. Now we move on to baseball. Taking Miami minus 132 on the money line. No messing around. Just straight win the game. New York and Boston. We're going to go with New York and over 5.5 in a same game parlay at plus 105. This is very simple. Rich Hill sucks. He hasn't played New York this year, but he's going to get beat up pretty bad by him. Gerrit Cole has not had good luck against the Red Sox, and therefore that's why I like this over 5.5. And as a matter of fact, let me just get to the second part of that right away. I'm taking over 7.5 as a standalone bet as well. I like that this game. I don't think that Gerrit Cole completely shuts out the Red Sox, and maybe he does all right, but the bullpen won't. And Rich Hill will not do okay in any part of the game. So we can get the Yankees to simply win and over 5.5 at plus 105. That's a fantastic bet. And as such, it is two units on that. All right, now the next one is Tampa Bay and Toronto. Here's a nice rivalry game. They're jockeying back and forth for playoff positioning here. And we're taking Tampa Bay. That's a fact, taking Tampa Bay. And you could just take them on the money line and walk away. It's Jeffrey Springs for Tampa Bay over Mitch White for Toronto, who the Dodgers smartly dumped on Toronto. I don't know why what Toronto's scouting was doing, but apparently they're not as good as the Dodgers scouting. We can say that. He actually got sent. He had an option for a while. Jeffrey Springs will outpitch him. You could just do that. But because I've notoriously refused to pay juice if I can avoid it, I'm going to split up a same-game parlay. It's going to be Tampa Bay and over 3.5 and also Tampa Bay and under 11.5 at minus 105. And that's simply because I can't come up with a total on this that I'm satisfied with. It could be higher scoring or lower scoring. I just can't. I cannot find an edge. But I definitely want Tampa Bay. And again, that would be argued that you could just take Tampa Bay money line. I'm just telling you that I have a preference to not pay any juice on these bets because Toronto could win the game. That absolutely could happen. It is in Tampa Bay, of course. And I think the odds of it falling between 4 and 11, 3.5 and 11.5, are extremely high and better value than paying the 148. Okay, and finally, we're going to go with LA Angels and Shohei Ohtani pitching for them versus the the free-falling Minnesota Twins, who have basically self-destructed. They're now 73-77. They're not mathematically eliminated, but they're eliminated from the playoffs. It won't happen, and the team knows it. They've given up, and they're not going to be able to outpitch. They're not going to be able to out. Not going to be able to hit against Shohei Ohtani anyway, who of course has his own race to worry about, which would be called the MVP, pitching and hitting. So we're going with LA, but I'm not paying 164 on the road, even though I really believe that Minnesota has mailed it in. So I'll take under 10.5 in a same-game parlay at -105, and I'll call that a day, and I hope you do well as with these picks. Good luck.